This is Old Adage, a Fullmetal Alchemist 2003 fanfic, written by Helianthea and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and is Gen, with additional tags for Episode 10, The Phantom Thief, Missing Scene, Phone Call, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, PTSD. Author's Notes. Not me rolling up to a fandom 18 years late with Starbucks just to be unfaithful to my NaNoWriMo project. The PTSD tag is because Roy thinks about Ishval, but it's more to be on the safe side than anything else. Summary. Roy has long since forgotten what he'd done to warrant the comment, but he distinctly remembers watching Grumman sigh from the other side of his desk and say, "Someday, I hope you're given command of junior officers just like you." Foolishly, he'd thought Gene Havoc was his punishment in that respect. Then he'd met Edward Elric. Roy is sitting at his desk, contemplating the forms in front of him, when his phone rings. He snatches it up immediately because he's been staring at the same field for the last 7 minutes with no idea what to write, and even if this is Hughes calling to talk about Alicia, it'll be better than paperwork. Lieutenant Colonel Mustang. "Hi, sir. I have a police detective from McRoya on the line for you. He says it's time-sensitive." He's still working on learning who the switchboard operators are and matching names to voices. This is either Lila or Sadie, but he's not confident enough one way or another to guess. He also doesn't know anyone in Akroya.
Did he say why?
No, sir. Spectacular. He looks back down at the form. It remains stubbornly blank.
Right. All right, thank you. Put him through?
Yes, sir. There are some clicking noises from Lila or maybe Sadie's end, and then a much less pleasant voice comes on the line.
This Lieutenant Colonel Mustang?
Yes, it is.
This is Detective Gade with the Akroya Police Department. I took somebody into custody. Says you can vouch for him, though.
Oh?
Yeah. Says he's the Full Metal Alchemist.
Roy pinches the bridge of his nose.
Exactly what his day had been missing.
It's not that he regrets recruiting Edward Elric, necessarily, because the boy is powerful and will likely be useful later. It's just that he's very young. Roy had been a young and idealistic soldier too, of course, but the years since have been long.
The Amestris military is a meat grinder. It chews people up and spits them out as chunks of gristle and regret. Roy knows that from bitter, bloody, personal experience. So far, Edward has avoided anything too spirit-crushing or soul-darkening, by dint of sheer stubbornness and insubordination, and raising Bas-Gran's blood pressure. Fullmetal remains uncowed and unwilling to accept the system as it is. Sometimes Roy thinks that's admirable. Most of the time, though, he wants to shake the boy and tell him that's not how the military works. They call state alchemists dogs for a reason. When the Fuhrer says sit, or stay, or shake, or die, or kill, state alchemists listen. Well, whatever. Full Metal will learn, or he won't, and it's not like Roy doesn't hate it too. Maybe the brat will do some good before he burns out or breaks down. Short, blonde, temper like a sand viper.
Well, you don't really like being called short, and I don't know that I ever seen a sand viper. They mean?
Yes,
says Roy, biting back any cutting comments about the man's observational skills or general competence. He tries very hard not to think about sand vipers.
That will lead to thinking about checking his boots every morning in Ishval to ensure nothing venomous with between 0 and 8 legs had crawled into them during the night. Then he'll remember the things he did once he had the boots on. From there, anxiety sweats. Maybe a panic attack. It will end with Hawkeye staring at the side of his head like she's imagining what his brain matter will look like on the wall next to his desk, because he's an unforgivable 4 days behind on his paperwork already. He's even less productive than usual when he's emotionally distressed, and she already wants to shoot him between 20% and 40% of the time just for existing anyway. "Huh," says the detective. "So the kid's not lying?" "That's Full Metal," Roy confirms. "Though what the boy is doing in Akroya, he has no idea. It's tangentially on the way from you, Swell, but that's a stretch." "If you'd be so good as to tell me why exactly you arrested him?"
"Well, he did alchemy."
"He's a state alchemist," Roy says, with what he thinks is admirable patience. "I'm confident he showed you the pocket watch."
"No need to get snippy," the detective mutters. "He could have stole it. We got a thief that uses alchemy. Thought maybe he was involved."
"A very reasonable conclusion to have drawn, I'm sure."
"You don't understand, mister. Siren is making fools out of the whole department. We gotta do something."
The detective is getting heated and clearly gearing up for a rant. Roy isn't interested. "Start with releasing Full Metal," he says, then hangs up. He looks over at Hawkeye's desk. She looks back at him, her face utterly devoid of emotion, in a way that means she thinks he deserves this. She's probably right. The end. Reader's notes. Completely unrelated to this podfic, but I have to talk about it someplace. Guess what? Friends, Romans, countrymen, this podfic was recorded in my office, and it may very well be the very last podfic recorded in this office because I got a new job and we are celebrating. I'm just very excited. And the long, hard slog towards entropy continues, but it will happen in a new environment come next week, and it is very exciting. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you to Heliantheae for having blanket permission to podfic, poor Roy Mustang and his subordinates. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.